pilot salaries in reserve and Air National Guard. Air carriers in the U.S. continue to struggle with pilot retention due to the fixed-wing aircraft requirements of both service branches. Many airline pilots started as active duty and remain in the reserves, while others began in the Air National Guard and stayed on after joining a civil carrier. Hybrid pay is designed to incentivize these weekend warrior jobs. This supplemental pay helps bridge the compensation gap when pilots are called away for deployment, training, or other military duties. When a commercial pilot takes leave from their job at an airline to serve the nation, they receive $15,000 to $40,000 annually in supplemental income. While many airlines have no issue with this policy, federal law requires it due to the pilot shortage in the U.S. The hybrid pay policy benefits both pilots and carriers by allowing for career advancement and addressing the shortage at the captain level. The hybrid pay breakdown, how it works: a weekend warrior pilot normally receives their civilian salary for flights operated with the airline. For routine unit training assemblies or additional flying training periods, the airline removes those trips from the pilot's schedule, deducting corresponding flight hours from their monthly paycheck. At the squadron, pilots log daily military duty through an automated reserve pay system. The Department of Defense processes these active or inactive duty training periods, issuing a direct military paycheck based on rank and years of service. Before leaving, pilots upload official military orders to the airline's Human Resources and Military Leave Department. This secures their job, locks in ongoing civilian seniority accrual, and alerts payroll to initialize differential calculation. Pilots receive active duty military salaries for time away on extended duty assignments. Airmen are entitled to job protection for a cumulative total of 5 years of military absence with a single airline. If a pilot exceeds this cap on non-exempt military orders, the airline is no longer legally obligated to hold their job.